Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1606, Working with Motivation Challenges by Kate Galliott of FitForRealLife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday. I hope you're enjoying the holiday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. And welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Working with Motivation Challenges by Kate Galliott of FitForRealLife.com. Motivation is a tricky thing. It can create challenges when you're trying to drum it up from the depths of wherever it lives. It can be fickle, failing to show up when you feel you need it most. And it can cause you to see, full frontal, all your excuses and BS that you let get in your way. If this sounds like you, don't worry, it sounds like me too. Whether you're trying to get fit, build a new healthy routine, or work on personal growth, motivation will frequently be a part of the experience. While I was writing my book, I faced a lot of issues that fall in the motivation bucket, and so I want to give you some insights on that today. When do you most rely on motivation? One of the difficulties I faced while writing was in showing up day after day, month after month, to consistently pull the thread I'd started unraveling forward. When writing a book, not only can you not lose the thread, you also have to guide it along to the end point you're aiming for. And you have to be ruthless about cutting out parts of this thread that are not going to work, and then stitch the two newly cut ends together in a way that fortifies the strength of the thread as a whole. Think of this in relation to your fitness or health goals. To make measurable progress, you need to make consistent efforts. You have to be honest about the things you might be doing that are getting in the way of doing so, and you have to pick up once again each and every time you get thrown off course. This long-term consistency was surprisingly challenging for me, given that I consider myself very capable of being consistent in other areas of my life. On the tough days, I spent more time trying to get motivated to write than I actually did writing. It was interesting to note that on the days when things just flowed easily, I didn't feel compelled to get motivated. This is lesson one about motivation. You don't tend to need it unless you're facing a hurdle that you don't yet know how to get over. What are you really trying to motivate for? What are you really after? A good sentiment about this, which I cannot remember who I heard it from, goes like this. You think the problem is that you're not doing the thing you need to be doing. That's not the problem. The problem is whatever is keeping you from doing the thing you need to be doing. Put another way, doing the thing is not the problem. It's what's keeping you from doing the thing that's the problem you need to solve. That is lesson two about motivation. It's always within you, but only for things that actually hold value for you. Find what you value, and you'll find motivation. And that dovetails into the third lesson about motivation. An unexpected benefit of searching for motivation. You may search and try every which way to find motivation to do the thing you are intending to do. And every now and again, you just might find that you actually, truly, deep in your soul, don't value doing the thing, which means it may be time to let that thing go. I had a client once who, when we first started working together for strength and mobility training, was an endurance running athlete who said she was working towards becoming a great swimmer and cyclist so that she could start doing triathlons. There was just one problem. She frequently missed or skipped her swimming and cycling workouts, but she had no problem getting her runs in, and she always showed up on time and ready to go for our workouts. She didn't have to report to me about those workouts since I wasn't her coach for them, but I did listen and support as she went through the entire process of seeking motivation and trying various ways to make it happen. I'll never forget, there was one day we met for our workout, and she said, quote, "So I had a realization. I don't think I actually want to do triathlons. I don't like swimming, and cycling is just okay, in my opinion. I thought I was supposed to do triathlons because it seems like that's what everyone does after they've been running for a while." End quote. Take a look over your goals and see if any of them are there because you thought you were supposed to have them as goals. For me, there was an entire section of the book that I took out because I had written it thinking I had to, because that's what writers should do. Yuck. You just listened to the post titled "Working with Motivation Challenges" by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As Kate mentioned, motivation is definitely fickle. It comes and goes. We all have it, it just may not be as powerful as it should be on some days. In fact, some days you'll wake up feeling like you can accomplish anything and everything. But by mid-morning, all of that exuberance has disappeared. By the end of the day, there's nothing left in the tank. So how can we possibly be expected to then squeeze in a workout and make a nutritious meal? Well, when we're feeling unmotivated, it all seems impossible. So the secret is to make the healthy choice the easy choice. Ease will overcome a lack of motivation almost every time. Now, it's not always possible to make the healthy choice the easy choice, but there are some sneaky ways to make this happen. For example, whenever you buy fresh produce, as soon as you get home, when you're all excited that you bought some fresh produce and you're going to be using it eventually, well, wash it, chop it, and put it in clear containers in the fridge as soon as you get home. Oh, and don't put that produce in the crisper drawer where it gets all tucked away out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Put that prepped produce right at eye level in your fridge so it's the first thing you see every time you open it. Not only will you be reminded to use it, but having fruits and veggies already washed and chopped means it's ready to be used. It's one less step you have to worry about when making that nutritious snack or nutritious meal. Now, when it comes to working out, find a reputable source on the internet, one that provides at-home workouts with no equipment needed. You know, one of those workouts you can conveniently perform in your living room in front of the television while you watch your favorite show? Find one that suits your fitness level and bookmark it. That's going to be your go-to routine for those days you know you need to work out but just can't get motivated to squeeze it in. These tricks will outsmart a lack of motivation almost every time. Why? Because these tricks make the healthy choice the easy choice. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And if you're in the US, you're enjoying the holiday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.